You're listening to episode number one of the Social Media Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my purpose to help you increase your social media presence and grow your revenue through tangible and inexpensive online marketing tips. We're going to kick this podcast off talking about social media engagement, specifically why it's important and how you can increase it. Engagement is a really hot topic right now, and for good reason, because engagement is really the measure of how well you are capturing your audience's attention. Engagement can be in the form of comments, likes, retweets, pins, shares, or something like a click-through rate to your website or to a profile. Engaging content can increase your rank on searches. It can also provide better brand awareness, and it can increase your reach across every social media platform. So by now, you're probably wondering, exactly how do I increase my engagement online? The first thing to think about is your caption. Your caption should tell a story that is relatable and relevant to your audience. You want to sound like you're talking to just one person, a good friend, and you don't want to sound like you're selling or pushing a product onto that person. Talk about real life and include emotions. This is a really great way to build trust and build a relationship with your customer. Here's an example. I have a good friend who has built a very successful multi-level marketing business from her home. The day that she earned the same amount of income as she had previously made at her 9-to-5 job, she was so proud of herself, as she should be. That's really admirable and not an easy thing to do. So she posted about it. The post went something like this. Today was a day that my hard work has paid off. I finally made the same income that I was making at my 9-to-5 job. I'm so proud of myself. The post didn't get a lot of engagement. This could be because finances and income are taboo for some people, or maybe some people were jealous, or maybe some people just didn't care. So she tried it again the next month. But this time, her story had to do something with what that paycheck meant for her. This time her caption said something along the lines of, "This paycheck has given me the freedom to not have to deal with that morning commute. This paycheck has given me the flexibility to volunteer at my kids' school. This paycheck has given me the flexibility to not have to take sick days." This post got so much more engagement because people could relate to the emotion that she put into that story. Another way to increase your engagement is to have a call to action. One call to action is asking your audience a question. So let's say you're going to a conference in a city you've never been to before, and you want to know all the best attractions and restaurants. You'll find that people love giving recommendations and advice, and it engages them with your post. Another call to action is to host a contest. So maybe this is a raffle, maybe you're giving something away, and you could say the first 10 people to comment will be entered into this raffle. And better yet, you get an additional entry for every person you tag in your comment. Another contest is a new menu item naming contest. That's one of my favorites because you get to see how creative people are and it increases engagement. Another call to action is to offer incentives. For example, let's say you have a restaurant and you want to grow your social media following and engagement. So your incentive is to offer a free dessert if your customer posts a picture and tags your restaurant location. My next piece of advice to increase engagement is to respond as soon as possible. This is important because what happens within the first 15 minutes of your post can determine your rank within the newsfeed as well as searches. So you want to respond to all of the good and all of the bad. This can be something as simple as a thank you, or you can ask your customer a question such as, what was your favorite part? Or when will we see you again? If it's something bad and maybe something sensitive and just very ugly, you can always respond with a thanks for letting us know. We've sent you a direct message to follow up on this. Another reason why it's so important to respond as soon as possible is because social media has become the new platform for customer service and two-way communication. So what this means is not only are people expecting a response from you, but the whole public can see how you're responding. Keep that in mind when you're typing that response. So up to this point, we've talked about how to increase your engagement on your own posts. But another way to do it is to be engaging on your following. So when you're scrolling through your newsfeed, you should also be commenting and liking photos that come up. Not only does this show the social media platform that you are in fact not a robot, but it also brings you visibility. So other people who follow the same people that you follow can see that you're interacting and maybe it'll help you gain some more followers. So what exactly makes up a good engagement rate? Statistics show that 10% of your followers should be engaged with your post. That means that 10% of the people who follow you should be liking and commenting on your posts. So for example, if you have 500 followers, 50 of them should be liking and commenting. Now, as your following grows, this is a little bit more difficult to achieve, but it still is something to strive for. Another statistic is that videos get the most engagement. Now, what's funny about this is that on average, they get less likes, but more comments. So there's another statistic for you. Of course, just like with any marketing initiative, you should be able to measure how successful it was. So if you have Facebook for Business or Instagram for Business, you can easily look at the insights and see what's working. If you don't have these, you can still look at the metrics. You can still see how many people are liking, how many people are commenting, how many people are sharing. Use this to your benefit. Figure out what is engaging for people, what people find attractive, what people find relevant. Use this to adjust your strategy. Keep doing what's working and what's engaging, and maybe change your strategy for something that isn't as popular. Well, I hope that this very first podcast was helpful for you. If you're interested in learning more about online marketing and how to grow your social media, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You can also find me on Instagram @socialmediamompreneur. Until next time, happy engaging.